A horse walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Hey, why the long face?" This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you, man? Hey, I wanted to make this quick video for you. Two reasons. One, I want to introduce you to my 30-year-old pony named Chief. Chief stepped on my foot the other day. He stepped on it hard. He stepped on it big. I've got this huge bruise and I almost got totally pissed at him. I'm pissed at myself for what happened because it wasn't his fault. This guy has been blind for the last 2 years. He can't see a thing. He has no idea what's going on. However, he does get around the pasture pretty well. He's got himself a seeing eye pony over here. There's Paco over there. And those guys do pretty well together. But being blind, he does a lot of things you don't expect. He's kind of blind to where my feet are. He's blind to where he is. He's blind to where the trees are. Sometimes he doesn't see that you're right next to him and he'll just knock into you without meaning to, which is something we talk about at the ranch retreat. The ranch retreat in Loveland, Colorado is something we call the Confident Man Ranch Retreat. Tim Wade and I put this on every year, twice a year, in order to teach guys not just about horses, but how horses are unpredictable. Horses operate from fear. Horses may either fight rarely or they'll mostly run away. Horses and women do have a lot in common, mostly because they share a common bond around safety, feeling safe and feeling secure. And what we teach you at the ranch retreat is how to be around somebody who seems to be blind to you, right? Some guys say, it's like I'm not even there. It's like I have a roommate. It's like she doesn't care anything about my needs. She interrupts me or she ignores me. And when all those things happen, what we want guys to know at the ranch retreat is that there is a different perspective we can have around horses and women, where we start to understand why they don't see us sometimes, or they don't see us the way we think they should be seeing us. They don't touch us, they don't talk to us, they don't respect us or appreciate us the way we think they should. The parallels are amazing. That's why the ranch retreat is the most popular retreat we have and why it fills up all the time. The next one is October 9th through 12th this year, 2022. And it's over half full now. There's four spots left. And I'm making this video, one, for you to know about the vacancies. We have four spots in the ranch retreat. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be in the mountains of Colorado in Loveland. It's going to be cool. If you're in a hot place now, you're going to have cool, breezy nights and maybe some snow on the ground in the morning, which I think a lot of us could use now with the heat wave going on. The other reason I wanted to make this video is because this guy is 30 years old now and he may not be around much longer. He's got lumps and bumps on him and I have no idea what they are. But I wanted you to meet Chief, my buddy, for many, many years since 1999 is when we first met when he was 9 years old. And I wanted you to see him and also know that this kind of bond that you can feel with an animal is something you can feel with your woman as well, your wife or girlfriend. And it doesn't take a lot of work. The one thing I want you to know about getting a horse to warm up to you and to trust you and to feel safe around you, you actually just need to do less than you've ever done before, not more. It needs to be more effortless. It needs to have more calmness, more grace, more peacefulness, more confidence. And this is what we teach men at the ranch retreat. Not to mention the great food, a private cabin with your own private bathroom right by the river, and then three square meals a day and some incredible rides that will blow your mind. So again, if you want to know more about the ranch retreat, just go to the description underneath this video and get the link to that. Right now, we just need a deposit to save your spot. And then in October, we're going to get going on October 9th through the 12th in Loveland, Colorado, 90 minutes outside of Denver. And I hope to see you there, brother. I hope to see you there. Take care. Bye-bye.